Life, as we say, bonjour to Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Comment ça va, Monsieur?
Bonjour, Ab. Ça va très bien. Merci, cher collègue.
It seems when one wins, another one loses out. The Springboks have won, but another African has missed out.
Well, this is the Laureus Sports Award, Sports for Good, you know, the sort of Oscars of sport. The Springbok team won Team of the Year. And Eliud Kipchoge, the Kenyan who ran the marathon in under 2 hours, he was one of the contenders for the Sportsman of the Year, but that was actually, at the end of the day, shared between Lewis Hamilton and Lionel Messi, Messi being the first person from a sporting team to win this award. You know, they've been handed out since the year 2000 when none other than Nelson Mandela gave the inaugural speech on that day. It's a massive, massive event. What we did get, though, was Brian Habana making the World Sport, Laureus World Sports Academy. So another African, in a way, winning there or being recognized. But this is the award that Natalie Detoy, she won the Disabled Sportsperson in 2010, and Oscar Pistorius in 2012, also Disabled Sportsperson Award. So this is, you remember our own John Robbie, he was very involved with Laureus Sports. It's a very, very prestigious award. And, you know, I would have loved to have seen Eliud Kipchoge. Used to be a runner, and I was very, very impressed by his achievement. You know, there's still an argument about whether the shoes he had are, you know, which supposed to have given him a little bit of extra spring. Did that affect it? We don't know. I have to tell you, in all truth, Abs, I bought a pair of those shoes, and they haven't contention for the marathon of the year.
I understand, Monsieur. Hey, moving on to the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. He's finally stopped his mixed messages around the safari.
Yes, I know. You can't have your president call Africa by that sort of using that potty epithet and then move into Africa and think, well, you know, you're going to be cheered and applauded every sense. Is also at a time where America is withdrawing and reducing military presence in Africa. It's not very high at all, but they're reducing any military assistance to Africa. But he spoke about security with Macky Sall in Senegal, and this is a very, very badly needed assistance with the jihadism in the Sahel. He went to Angola, where he can. Very congratulated President Lourenco on his fight against corruption, particularly in pursuing Isabel dos Santos, the daughter of his predecessor. And then now in Ethiopia, one of the things he's going to talk about is the Grand Renaissance Dam across the Blue Nile, which very much worries Egypt, which is, of course, the United States is major, major by a long, long way ally in Africa. More and more aid goes to Egypt than to the rest of Africa combined. That's USAID, eh?
I hear that, Monsieur. And a Cameroonian student in China just didn't want to bring the coronavirus to Africa.
This is a guy called Sem Senu Darrell. He's a 21-year-old student, and he was in Xinjiang. He was the first African to have caught the coronavirus, as we understand. And he, the Chinese are much celebrating the fact that he's become the first one to have recovered. And he said no way would he try and get out of, would he have tried to get out of China. He spent his time under treatment and in quarantine. He said he didn't want to bring the sickness back to Africa. So it was 13 days on drugs that they actually give to HIV patients. But that's fixed him, and there's pictures of him with the staff and celebrating this. They need to celebrate in every sense. So there's 1,770 deaths so far, and 72,000 people have been sickened by the virus. A lot of Africans, though, in China. There are many, many, 80,000 studying and working there. And they're saying, where are their governments? Why are their governments not getting them out like the United States government is getting U.S. people out? Well, there's also Brits who are saying that the British government isn't acting or making them feel like they've forgotten. So it's an issue that's running on and on. The Chinese ambassador to Pretoria Lin Xintao is speaking today again about the virus. I'll be popping along to hear what he's got to say.
Well, we look forward to hearing that. Monsieur, merci beaucoup for joining us on the show this morning. À demain.
À demain, mon vieux.
Thank you so much to Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, your Africa correspondent.